Thanksgiving, pretty much, I mean, here in a couple of days, or if you count it within hours, we, the Texas Department of Public Safety, and for the fact of the matter, all law enforcement agencies will be out this holiday season ensuring that the drive is safe from point A to B. One thing that I want to make mention of is the CARE program, and this is a nationwide operation throughout our nation with all state police agencies that are actually involved, CARE, and that stands for Crash Awareness and Reduction Effort. So basically, we're trying to reduce crashes and make the roadway safe during a holiday traveling period. Now, last year, we had a lot of vehicles on the road. Actually, 2019, we wrote almost 60,000 warnings, and that's to include, almost 60,000 warnings. That's including warrants and tickets, but that's to include over 6,000 speeders and almost 800 personnel that were in a seatbelt violation, whether they weren't wearing a seatbelt or their child. So here's the deal. As the holidays roll around, because we have several more up under our belt, we want folks to obey the traffic laws. Now, there's probably not going to be much of a maybe traffic influx on the roadway, but I bet you a dollar to a nickel that the speeds are going to be higher because the roadways are going to be open in certain areas in the state. Please, please be mindful. If you see a law enforcement officer on the side of the road with his or her lights activated, either on a traffic stop or assisting a motorist, probably with a flat tire, be sure to move over and vacate that lane or slow down 20 miles below the speed limit. Look, drinking and driving is always on the forefront for us. So make alternate plans if you're going to actually take part and consume alcohol. One thing that we've been campaigning this month on this radio station is for everyone to buckle up. Wear your seatbelt because let me tell you something, they really do save lives. Slow down if we have any bad weather or if there's some type of weather to where you're going to be traveling where it's going to be inclement, especially North Texas or out of the state, and eliminate your distractions, please. Most folks, they're going to be operating the navigation systems. Individuals may be making calls or texting while driving, giving their estimated time for arrival. Be mindful of that stuff because you need your eyes on the road. Be a defensive driver. As we continue with our holiday travel, the presence of individuals not paying attention or maybe debris in the road could be a challenge. And lastly, don't be fatigued. Try not to be sleepy in driving. I tell folks all the time, there's no difference between an individual that's drunk and an individual that's sleepy while on the road. The only difference is the drunk probably has his eyes open. So look, we want this year to be a safe holiday season, and we want to go into the new year with a new attitude of driving. Happy Thanksgiving to KWHI. Happy Thanksgiving to all of our listeners, and have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.